What is poppin', everyone?
What's poppin'?
How you niggas doing?
We feeling real good. You know, like I said, besides the fact that I gotta find a fucking job, but you know.
That is so ghetto.
I'll be ghetto.
Need to work. Take your asses back to work.
I will be ghetto for TWC, okay?
You know what? I'm on the same boat too, because I ain't trying to get a job either. I'm over here talking shit like I wanna
what
work.
What am I gonna do?
We gotta find something.
We do.
I'm not ready to go back to the clubs and the bars yet.
I'm not either. I wanna find something that I could do work from home so I could just like wake up with no pants on, straight underwear type shit, and just be like, hello, Ami talking on the other line.
Speaking of waking up with no pants on, did you notice how strict schools are with kids who are learning from home?
Yes!
I'm like, how are you going to tell my child what he or she can do at her house?
And first and foremost, ma'am, you probably don't got no motherfucking pants on. Bitch, you stand up.
Okay, I wish you would. If my child wants to be on school with no pants on or in her pajamas or his pajamas, he don't do that shit.
And don't ask my child if they got pants on, because I'm going to ask you if you're a predator.
Period.
Oh, why are you asking?
Period. Why do you want to know all that business? All right, first and foremost, I want to thank everyone who's been supporting us. Yep. We love you. I love going through my friends' stories and just randomly seeing our podcast. People talking about it, sending them to their friends. Love to see it. Love to hear about it. You guys have been rocking with us since the beginning, and we will not forget about you.
Absolutely not, because we're going to go to the top, period.
Period.
And we also want to let y'all know that we do have a new segment called Sipping the Review, which is exclusively on Instagram TV. That's going to be dropping an episode tonight. Friday.
We're dropping on Friday.
Friday. Yeah. But we're just saying, y'all could just send us shit so we can review it, because we'll give us your honest opinion, because we not lying ass bitches, okay?
We not. Mm. We like lashes. We like sunglasses. We like alcohol.
Sunglasses.
All that shit. And the girls are back at it again with another messy ass episode of Sip and Spill, where we create conversations all while
sipping wine.
I go by the name of Thug Motherfucking Sammy.
And I'm Ambitious Flat. Okay. Ambitious Fresh Lash Set Teray. Could you even say that? Did I enunciate, y'all? Did y'all hear me? Because my lashes are fresh. I don't know if y'all heard that, because I couldn't hear myself saying that shit. But if you didn't hear that, it's Ambitious Fresh Lash Set. That sounds like a fucking...
You said Fresh Lash Set.
Fresh Lash Set.
Fresh Say set.
Fresh
Lash Set.
Hey. Y'all, please don't cancel me. It's too early. Right. It's too early in my
you
career.
You got it, girl. We only took two shots already, so we're going to let her slide. And today, we have a very, very special guest.
Hi, guys. So I'm Jude. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Jude.Denise. No, not Noble, but Jude.Denise on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm a plus-size model. I love to see it. I love body positivity, so that's kind of where that came in at.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, so we have a segment on our show when we have a guest that we want to do an icebreaker so people can get to know you better. So our icebreaker today is, would you rather? So, would you rather be the smartest person in the room or the funniest person in the room?
The funniest person.
Why?
Because
the
I'm already funny.
Okay, you did. That's how I feel too. I'm like, bitch, you better laugh.
Hey,
you better fucking laugh. Okay, so my second question is, would you rather start your life all over, knowing all the things you know, or would you continue it how it is?
I would start over.
Period.
Why? God, man, I don't stand.
Okay.
But don't you feel like the mistakes make you into the person you are now?
Exactly. So I'm going to go back and restart it so I can already be that person.
But I feel like my dumb ass is going to make the same motherfucking mistakes because I get a second chance to do some dumb ass shit.
I would not. Dumb ass shit and I'm like, let me restart. Where's the button?
Yeah, definitely restart, refresh, refresh. All right. So let's get into some fun facts.
So we can get to some wine facts. So we can get into some tea time.
My fun fact is I have this nigga harassing the fuck out of my ass so he can pay me to eat my pussy.
Girl. Mm.
Like, I went from $250 to $400, and he's still like, all right, I got you. Nigga, I'm not paying you to eat. I'm not paying. That's not happening. I'm not letting you pay me to eat my pussy.
Why? Like, that's just,
because anything can happen. What if I go there and he, like, attacks me? Like, I don't know this nigga like that.
Right. Or he might got chlamydia. He's trying to pass it on to someone. He
anything
might got HIV
happen.
On the side. Okay?
I was like, cash app me half of it now and cash app me the rest later, because I'm going to take that half,
it.
Then block him.
I don't trust it. Yeah.
I would never.
Yeah,
why are you so pressed to eat pussy?
No, just get that bread, not that head. Just leave.
Just the bread, right?
Just the bread.
Just the bread and leave. I'm not
any
talking
man
about
that is saying they're going to pay me to solicit sex from me, you're trying to call me a prostitute. Do I look like a bitch that will take money for you to fuck?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I only fuck.
What do I look like to y'all?
I only fuck guys I like. Know. I'm not like, unless you're going to talk about a lot of money, like some unbelievable money.
Not
like,
no 400.
Like not some, no 400.
Like some 10K. Hey, okay.
10K. Put 10K on this pussy. Come
okay,
on.
But 400, like, no. Anything can happen. I'm not letting you eat my pussy for $400.
No.
If he says 1,000, girl, I'm gonna change my mind though. I send you my location, bitch. I'm here.
Bitch, I might change your mind for you. Too, right. Bitch. I said 1,000. I get 10% off the top. Right,
where we going? Let's go to Atlanta, bitch.
So what's your fun fact?
Okay, so my fun fact is I lived in Minnesota for like 4 years. I don't recommend it.
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. Would not recommend.
But I'm from the Midwest, and I don't have a problem with it. I just don't think that it does anything for Black women in their confidence.
That's where I gained all my confidence,
really?
Baby girl.
Wow.
Yes, gained all my confidence. Minnesota. Okay, this is sad, but Minnesota made me the person who I am because it was like I went to Minnesota, and I'm not down to nobody there. But it was like I seen all these people that could be fire if they wanted to, but they was like sweatpants. This.
That's me.
I'm about to go out. Girl, that's not you. You're fired every time I see you. Hello.
I mean, because I be going out.
Okay.
But, like, you know, I didn't leave the house for, like, 2 days ago. And I was, like, chilling in the same shirt. You know, I was kind of musty on the side. You feel me? Like,
I feel like everyone has days like that.
But the thing is, I mean, I'm honest. I mean, ain't nobody coming to my house in that time. I was dog sitting. So, I mean,
girl,
if you wanted to come in my vicinity when that happened, God bless you.
Right.
I bless you.
God bless you.
So, my fun fact is that I know I told y'all my government name a few episodes ago, but y'all, my name's not Amy. Please stop calling me Amy. I keep trying to politely not answer, but y'all keep saying it like that's
people
my name.
They call you Amy?
They call me Amy. My name is Ami. Ami.
That's awesome.
Ami. And if you're
I'm
not
like
sure.
Pump. Just kidding. Y'all saw that again?
Yeah, I did. And if you're not sure, you know, just for the ignorance and, you know, bliss of it, just ask someone what their name is just so you're not looking
period.
Stupid. Because a lot of people are like, Amy. And I'm like, It's like a cringeworthy thing, and I don't want to have to keep correcting y'all. So I'm going to tell y'all.
I hate when people mispronounce people's name, especially when you can just ask.
You can just ask.
Yeah.
You can literally just ask me. My name is Ami.
I usually, if you have like a difficult name, I'm going to ask you, how do you pronounce your name? And we can go from there.
And I didn't feel like I have to tell people again, but if I have to keep reiterating it as my fun fact every fucking week, I will, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, y'all.
Yeah, I feel that.
Sick of y'all niggas. Okay.
So the wine today is a Chateau La Rose de Vertac. I can't say the last part because I don't
damn,
know.
Bitch, where's the accent come from?
It came out real good.
I'm trying. You know what?
Chateau this dick.
Chateau this dick, okay? It's a 2008 bottle of wine from France. It's a Sauvignon Blanc. It has 12.5% alcohol in a 750ml bottle. And it's best paired with fresh fruits and light-skinned niggas.
Light-skinned niggas.
Shout out dark-skinned guys.
You know, they don't. But you know they said they like light-skinned niggas look like Chipotle bags. You know Chipotle?
You mean tattooed light-skinned niggas look like
Chipotle? Most light-skinned niggas have tattoos because they want to look like fucking Chipotle bags. So, I know one in particular. I ain't going to say no names because they follow us.
I feel like I know who you're talking about, sis. You know what? I saw a nigga this weekend, too.
Throw me away. Cancel me. Not yet. Okay, never mind. Don't cancel me.
Wait a minute. I'll say that. Because he gonna know what we talking about.
Niggas ain't been shit forever. It's our turn not to be shit, okay?
Well. I saw you this weekend, Mr. Chipotle bag.
Chipotle bag. Hopefully it's recyclable paper, though. Because, you know.
I think Chipotle is recyclable.
Yeah,
you know the niggas?
Light-skinned niggas are definitely recyclable. That's community dick right there.
Yeah. I feel like that's all niggas, though.
Our dark skinned niggas are trying to get better, you know?
I don't think so. The one I thought over the weekend was ain't shit. Okay?
I don't think they are either.
Let's cheers to another this episode of Sip and Spill. Ow. Okay. That's not. They're going to cheer me.
I thought it was all together.
Oh, this is good.
Ooh. Wow, it's different.
I'm indifferent.
Kind of tastes like cheese to me.
Cheese.
I get like a cheese taste at the end of it.
Is this a Chardonnay? Is this what?
It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
A Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's the white bitch's wine.
It's definitely a white bitch's wine.
Yeah.
Anything that's light skin is white bitch's wine.
Well, no, just Sauvignon Blanc, because I've always noticed only white bitches ask for, I'm not saying only white bitches, but my experience being a bartender, white bitches always ask for Sauvignon Blanc.
But they ask for Chardonnay. They ask for anything that's light. I don't ever see them asking for like a Merlot. That's usually some black bitch to be like, can I get a Merlot?
Yeah, and, that's true.
And not even a Merlot. If we don't drink Merlot, what we drinking? We drinking Moscato? Y'all got Moscato? No. Stop drinking Moscato, okay? That's like the worst.
I only do Moscatos for my mimosas.
That's like bottom tier wine just because it just gets you fucked up because of like, you know, the sugars in it. Ooh. Not because of like, it's, yeah. Stop drinking it. From us to you. Stop drinking that shit.
Right. All right. So it's a tea time. So earlier this weekend, a video came out of, I think it was a police recording from G Herbo and his ex-girlfriend, Ari. And they were getting into it. I don't think he was talking to her, but he was talking about her to somebody else.
Yeah.
And he was saying how he fucked her 2 days ago. And that she's manipulating him and trying to control his relationship, that he loves his girl. Within the same sentence that he loved his girlfriend, he wants to be with her, but fucked Ari 2 days ago, and how she's this evil bitch, which I believe. I believe Ari is as evil, every bit of evil as she looks. Because that bitch is abusive. She beat him, and she wouldn't give him his chain for his music video. She kept all his stuff hostage, and he wanted his things for his music video, and she wouldn't give it back to him.
My hand's raised. Mm-hmm. Okay. At what point do we stop blaming the women for the shit that men do, too, though? She was in an abusive relationship. We don't know what G Herbo did, but we know that Javante was abusive. You saw how he snatched up his baby mama.
I feel like she's the abusive one in a relationship.
You think so? Ari. I think it'd be both of them.
It gotta be. I think it's like that toxic love that just don't end. Because personally, how does she manipulate you to having sex with her?
Okay. No, not the sex. She manipulates him with the relationship that he has with his girlfriend. Like, she wants to control his relationship. Like, she won't let him see his child if he's with her, or he won't let him pick up his son when he's with her. And that's manipulated as fuck.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
There was a post she did about how she's not allowed to be around his son, yada, yada, yada.
Well, I love Ari, but... She's you remember that toxic.
Post when she but was like, yeah, she made a whole post.
But do we know the relationship that her and Tiana have? Because I think
no idea. It's better now, but at that time.
But I'm just saying, I know if I had a child with someone and I'm not close with the person that they're with, or I don't even feel like I see eye to eye with them, you're not seeing my child around them because I don't know what they're going to do to my child. It might be all shits and giggles and fun on Instagram, but we don't know her as a person. Like, I mean, she let her mama get her ass beat by fucking, what was his name? Fabulous?
Ooh.
Tiana's mom is Emily.
Oh, Emily.
How is she going to stop her mom from getting her
But I'm just saying, that's the kind of environments that she's in. So it's like, you probably are as crazy as, I don't think she thinks that far ahead, but I'm just thinking, if your mama getting her ass beat, who's to say that my child not going to get snatched up?
Right.
Okay, I still think Ari's toxic. I don't like her. I just don't like how she portrays herself.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But G Herbo ain't shit for fucking his... For fucking his baby mama.
He ain't shit in general.
While he had his girlfriend. Like, nigga, how you gonna say that in the same sentence? I fucked you yesterday, but I love my girlfriend. Like, I want to be with her.
No.
Nigga, what? That don't make no sense. Like, niggas ain't never gonna be shit.
And I think it just hits different when you got a baby mama or a baby daddy. I just think that me personally...
That's why I don't do it, guys, with kids.
I'm not dating you if you have a kid, but you're gonna date me if I have a child.
Hold on.
That's how my friend is. I have a friend just like that.
Because, respectfully, niggas don't know how to act. Me? I got some act right in me, just a little bit. So, no, I'm not dating you if you got a child. But you
niggas are weak. They were always fucking with mama.
If you do have a child, your child got to be, like, 12, 13. It can't be at the, like...
Girl, that's when they talk smart.
Saying that's when the baby mama doesn't have that much, like, rings on the child.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, if your child is in the teenage years, the child can decide who the fuck she
wants. I only talk to you if your baby mama dead. That's the only way I'll talk to you. If she not alive, then we talk. But if she alive, we're not talking. Period.
That was dark.
Was it?
That was...
watching.
I don't even...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The only way I'll talk to you if your baby mama dead.
When did you decide that?
I decided that when I started dating. I only talk to niggas with dead baby mamas.
Oh, so how do you get to that? How do you...
I asked, is she dead?
Like, off the bat?
I asked you if you have a kid. Do you have one on the way? And after that...
Most niggas got kids on the way.
All of them.
Because you know what? Guys.
All of them.
I talked to a guy who
he
had a baby on the way. And I was like, I asked you if you had a kid. And he was like, well, you didn't ask me that if it was on the way. What the fuck is the difference? So you have to ask niggas if they have a kid or if they have one on the way. And if you like me, ask if the baby mama dead.
Period. Period. I mean, period.
I personally wouldn't ask that, but I mean,
I'm not.
If you need to ask that for clarification on what you want to do in your life, do it. Do that shit.
Right. So I was scrolling on Twitter like I always do. And this girl, her name is AJ, and she was talking about how she sucked 7 dicks in 1 night. Let me reverse that. She was actually at a hotel getting fucked by another guy, and
someone walked in.
Yeah, 7 Sun players walked in. Well, I don't know if 7 Sun players were, but a group of the Suns players walked in, and she sucked 7 of their dicks. Oh, my question, what's the most dicks you'll suck in 1 night?
What's the most dick still sucking 1 night?
I mean, maybe 2, because sometimes I'll be having like 2 different niggas. 2?
Yeah, most. 2?
2.
It's a hard, like, to get me to suck 1. Girl. Like, I'm, like, the type of bitch I am, I be...
You're like, okay, no.
It's just... I gotta really thoroughly like you and really thoroughly enjoy it in the moment. Yeah. And I think it's like a spur of the moment thing. You never gonna know if I'm gonna suck your dick until it's in my mouth. You feel me?
Imagine sucking 7 dicks. Nah. Like you got a strong ass fucking
and
jaw.
She was talking about how she was drunk. And this was like, she said that, and the guy said, he was like, if you were drunk, how did you even consent to sucking 7 dicks? She said she was in the middle of sex.
Middle of sex.
She stopped having sex to suck dicks. And the thing is, she said the guy that she was fucking wasn't even a player. He worked for the team.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So he just got her in the room with the right fucking people because she really wanted to suck the dicks. Because I feel like if I'm having sex, why would I stop having sex?
Coming in the room, exactly.
And then we're all focused on the one. What about the niggas? What about the 7th nigga? The 7th nigga is a dirty ass bitch. Nigga, you the 7th nigga to get your dick sucked after 600 dicks in front of you?
Honestly, no. I feel like you a dirty ass nigga to know that she just got done fucking somebody, but you don't know what she did with that nigga. Because all we know, if she can suck 7 dicks, she out here eating ass. So for what we know, she probably ate
a lot of dicks.
Lot of dicks to suck. And at this point, her throat got corona.
Got everything.
Well, this was 2 years ago, apparently.
Oh. But it's still there.
But I know all the wives and the girlfriends are side eyeing the fuck out of their men
and
right
I
now.
Saw,
bitch, were you there when she sucked
and
the 7 dicks?
I mean, let's just say for fuck's sakes, because it's for shits and giggles. I mean, the Suns suck, so you're sucking some like low tier dick. You're not even sucking like
she's sucking low tier dick.
You're not even sucking like anyone that plays for like you know the Golden State. You're not playing
the Lakers,
the Spurs,
right? Clippers.
You're sucking dick of people that are probably like you know free agents at this point. Like they probably like signed for a year and now they're done.
Yeah, I mean I don't mind sucking dick. I would not suck
like
more
7
than,
dicks.
I don't know if I'll suck
maybe
like
one and
dick.
A half. Maybe
is it a midget dick?
Not a midget. They're little people.
Oh, I'm sorry, a little person. Don't cancel me, y'all. I'm sorry.
I don't suck little person's dicks just because I've never encountered
would
one.
Would you fuck a little person?
I don't think so. I think because I'm a little person.
Would you fuck a little person?
No, I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think they got big dicks, though.
I mean,
do you see niggas, the way the...
Short
the
niggas got look? Big dicks, so...
Who knows? But yeah,
I think I'm missing out.
Shout out to the girl who sucks 7 dicks. I mean, your jaw must be, like, a hammer. Like, the... Girl, I don't know how you did it. And then she said she swallowed. You swallowed 7 niggas cum?
No. Like I said, she has corona.
She has more than corona if she's sucking all them dicks. Like, that is wild. But, you know, shout out to her. You know, I'm all for, like, being sexually free and liberation.
Liberated, yeah.
All of that, you know, I'm not going to judge a woman for what she does. I just feel like... That is a little...
Put some respect on your mouth.
That's 5 dicks too many for me.
5 dicks already.
That's 5 dicks too many.
No, just put some respect on your mouth. Like, because you already let us know you can suck 7 dicks. So what can you do with that pussy?
Ooh. We don't want to know.
I don't. Actually, I do want to know,
actually.
But her
friend's a hoe, too. Because her friend was
linked. Her friend's a hoe. Yeah. Her friend was linked to, like, a lot of, like, celebrities, like Snoop Dogg.
So then she thought she was going to get put on.
Yeah, and you know what? I went on her page last night. She had 10,000 followers. I went on her page this morning. She had 22,000 followers.
And the thing is, sex sells. People need to stop acting like it don't. Like, how many people watch porn daily?
Right.
Daily.
Well, I don't know about... I don't watch porn daily.
I don't either.
Motherfuckers watch that shit daily. I know some motherfuckers that do it. And
yeah.
It do be on Twitter. It be full blown out just getting scrolled.
I'm over here just chilling. I hate when people retweet porn in the morning. I'm like, that's the one time... Like, dude,
they was probably... But they probably been up since like 4 o'clock in the morning. So to them, it's probably... They probably been up.
That probably, but I think that's just... so moment. Like unholy. Hey. Like, don't be retweeting unholy. It's 9 a.m.
Don't talking. Bring God into this.
That is so unholy.
God put that shit on this planet. No. Don't bring him in.
I do not want to see someone getting fucked at 9 o'clock in the morning. I just don't. I come here to.
What we do want to talk about in the morning is Carly's face plastic surgery or not?
Well, she said it's not.
Because I don't think. Yeah, I think that face is fake.
I think we can all agree that Carly's a lying ass, messy ass bitch.
She is. She's an old hoe. And old hoes need to keep up. This,
she lied about her age.
Facts.
She lied about
having a kid.
Lied about that, but.
So she said that it's not, she never had surgery. She had a couple fillers
in her.
And she had like
Botox on her lips and stuff like that.
Non-surgical surgery to her face.
Hmm. But and she never went work.
Under the knife. But I mean, bitch, what's the difference?
She went under the needle because them fillers be changing your face.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have anything that's going to alter your face, it's you've plastic surgery to me done. At this point.
Yeah.
Like, because you have to keep getting it done to maintain it.
Right.
So with that being said, bitch, yeah.
And, like, so many women in the industry do it. Like, Summer Walker, she had one face when she came in the game.
Bitch looked like Fall. Now she looked like Summer.
Like, goodness.
I'm dead.
She just changed her nose, her mouth.
Her nose, her mouth.
You know, at everything. First she just had her ass done, which was cute.
And it didn't look that bad.
It didn't look bad.
And it did look bad, though, because you got to think about her whole body is like this. And then her ass was just like, boom.
I did not think the butt looked bad. I thought it looked really natural for her body. But what don't look natural is that face.
Yeah.
You know, Summer. Welcome to Summer. That's all I got to say to you.
I don't like it. You could do better. And the worst part is that she didn't even need it.
She didn't.
It's like, no. Girl,
you know who the fuck you with? Who is on that? Is it Mustard? Not Mustard. Who is
London on the track.
London on the track. You're
with London on the track.
You're with London on the track. Do you see what London on the track look like?
She can get
he look like London Bridge.
She ever
like.
I would dare to produce a nigga. She can get all the free beats she ever needs.
She does. Right. And she gets the free mixes. Like, so you didn't have to change yourself for him. He ain't changing himself for you. He's still dirty and still got a baby mama.
Same with Lil' Kim. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Lil' Kim somehow changed herself to an Asian woman.
That is so tragic.
She's an Asian woman now. I'm just like, damn, bitch, how you lighter than me? You came in the dark. You came in the game darker than me.
Girl.
And the thing is, I don't think she understands how beautiful she was naturally.
She didn't, but now no. I bet she does because everyone is sharing these old pictures of her like, oh, Kim.
That's why we share the old shit.
We not sharing the new shit.
No. I ain't sharing this.
I'm going to say it's no longer little Kim. We're going to refer to you as Kim. Yeah, it's like, I don't even know how to do it.
No, she's like,
we got to make a video just for her, sis.
I love chocolate challenge. Kim.
Actually, no, R.I.P. little Kim. We calling you Kim now at this point. Because
Kimmy Lee.
Kim is a white woman.
Kimmy Lee.
She's a white woman.
That's what she is now.
So that brings us to our topic of conversation. Today we're talking about body positivity. Like, you know, love the skin you're in. How did you get to the way you are? So my question is, like, define it. Like, how do you guys define, like, body positivity?
I think I would say body positivity is knowing what you have, basically, no matter small, skinny, medium, whatever, and knowing that you're a fire-ass bitch and can't nobody tell you different. That's how I take that. And I feel like it just sucks that, like, the millennials, I guess, are, like, doing that, but, like, back in the 90s, like, Little Kim, she wasn't with that shit, so that's why she got to how she is.
Yeah.
But I think I love that everyone now is encouraging everyone's body size, and it doesn't matter what you are, just know that you're fire-ass fuck.
Me. Are they really? Because I feel like they encourage it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because they'll do it to someone who is, you know, that Victoria's Secret model who was like, quote unquote, plus size.
Girl.
The white one.
Yup.
But when it comes to Lizzo, they don't do it.
So I don't know how deep you want us to get because we can go deep, 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 deep.
I mean, that's what we're here for. Yeah. Like, it's the platform.
So my thing about it is that I feel like people hate Lizzo. Granted, I don't listen to Lizzo's music.
I love Lizzo.
Really?
As you be saying, that bitch is fire.
Yeah, I love Lizzo.
No, Lizzo, new man on the Minnesota Viking.
But yeah. Like what you say.
Also, anyways, how I feel about Lizzo is that I think people hate Lizzo so bad because she just plus size and doing her shit. Like, can't nobody turn all different.
Exactly.
She can twerk online, skinny, but she can twerk online. Like, what are you doing?
Period.
I don't get it. People always say, like, Lizzo's not healthy. Her bank account is a little
hello.
Bad.
And getting what healthy. Do you but say is healthy? Because skinny people can also be unhealthy.
Not healthy, girl.
But once again, everything is subjective, and I think that there is a fine line between being a body positive big person and really being unhealthy, like, you know?
Yeah, but
and even with she's even also with, working even out. With being skinny, there's a line where you're unhealthy because some women are anorexic.
Period.
Or it has nothing to do with, like, the health eating wise. It's like mentally too. Like, right, is it healthy?
Mm-hmm. So what work did you do to yourself to
be on your journey?
Yeah, to be confident.
Okay, so when I always tell myself I was very, very anorexic when I was like 20, and I was so depressed, so sad, and I just kept working out, thought that I had to be skinny. So I was like, I'm about to start working out. I'm just about to do what I do.
Yeah.
And I just started getting bigger, and I was like, this literally from, I would say, like 23 to I'm 27 right now, the best years of my life, been so confident. So it's just, I don't know how it happened, but it's just crazy. And I'm glad about it. But I don't know. Right. I didn't really, like, do anything.
You didn't do any work?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Did you
do I do have some days where I'm depressed. I'm like, but then I'm like, these bitches are mad because you're fired. That's really what I tell myself.
Yeah. But as you should, though, because I think that, I feel like I say all the time, I say that words hold power. So if you keep telling yourself, real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga.
Yeah. I did some work because in my family, my sister is like much, much lighter skin than I am.
Girl. And light skin.
Well, compared to my sister.
But there's different.
No.
Yeah, because considerably in my family, I'm the lightest skin, and I'm just like, yikes.
Yeah.
Well, in my family, I'm a dark
skin. I don't consider myself a light skin. I've always said I'm a dark skin woman, and I'm always like, but you ain't dark skin. I was like, yes, I am.
Hey.
To me, I consider myself a dark skin woman. But my parents, my family never made me feel weird about it. It was always when we went out, and she was like, the people were like, oh, your sister's so light. You're so dark. And I'm like, okay. And my sister was like, she's not dark. Like, she never made me feel bad. No one in my family has ever made me feel different.
Oh, yeah.
They never even mentioned the fact that we were a different skin tone. It was always when we went out and people would, like, always point out that I'm so much darker than my sister.
Yeah.
And it's like, y'all look alike, but she's dark. Like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my two sisters are light skin and I'm the darkest one. So, like, your sisters, girl?
Not even that. Yeah. I saw this Instagram reel. Cause, you know, reels are things now.
Girl, I seen that. What is that?
Girl, we was going to talk about that, but we decided other shit had priority.
Yeah.
But there was this woman. She made a reel, and she was like, I have twins. One is light skin, one is dark skin, and they're fraternal. And I'm just like, why do you have to make an announcement like that? Like,
yeah.
It's like saying that your child's gay. Like, why are you announcing that one of them is darker than the other, but they're still twins? Like, what is the point of that?
Yeah my family never did that. Because we all different, like, my whole family, we all different skin tones.
Facts. We look like a rainbow at this point.
It's that's how black people come in. We all come in different shapes and sizes and colors. So it's like, no one makes a big deal when it's always outside people who have that color.
It's always outside. Girl, when I tell you, I hear all the time, you're so pretty for a dark-skinned girl.
Oh, God.
Girl, then they'd be like, you're so pretty for a plus-size girl. Or for a big girl.
I hate that for a. Stop saying for
girl,
I'm
pretty. What if I say,
you're so fine for a nigga with no beard?
Okay.
You know, what if I was
they don't give a fuck. They know I ain't got a beard. And they know they like
taco
like
low. Taco me shriveled up.
Taco me, bitch.
Taco
me be coming through for y'all niggas. Because y'all ain't even brush that shit out.
I hate a nigga with them chest hair. That taco me chest hair.
Shave it off.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that shit.
I've seen someone pubes that was taco me.
No.
Girl, I almost threw up.
You saw it in person?
I sent it to
Jesus.
That's
why I don't be sucking dick.
Ooh.
I'm traumatized.
Yes. You know, like, That I don't suck a dick if it looks ugly. If it looks weird, if the pubic hair is weird, I'm not going to suck your dick.
Child, we ain't even got to get into why I won't even suck
Patty
a dick.
Patty was talking about how bitches be choking because the dick skank. Because you think the dick is big, but your dick stink. I'm like, why are you sucking stinky dick?
Cardi?
In the first, yes.
Can Cardi talk? Her man is like, matches in everybody.
You know, I don't understand. If your dick stink, girl, don't suck the dick if it stink. Like, if I smell
bitch, why fuck the nigga if he stink?
Hello?
You could tell. If they dick stink, most likely they breath stink.
Okay?
So are you kissing
they
niggas?
They stink.
Niggas is dirty.
Niggas don't wash your asses. Like, you know that guys think it's gay to wipe their ass. Some guys, I'm not even say all, but some guys think it's gay to wash their ass. Yeah, they do. There was this guy I saw who wore a pad. So I told you about it on the podcast, to catch his dingleberries instead of just wiping his ass.
Oh, girl,
yeah, it's weird. So we have tips on how, you know, we can remain.
I didn't even talk about how I did my journey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about your journey, sis.
Oh, yes. I want to know.
We went on a whole rampage.
We sure did. I'm going to edit that part out. But for my journey when it came to body positivity, I'm actually feeling like I'm still on it because I think so many times I looked at my body and I was kind of disgusted only because I feel like more than actually being appreciated as the person I am, I'm always sexualized. And I always say that. Mm-hmm. I don't like that people look at me and be like, I want to fuck the shit out of you. I wanted this.
Oh, I'm
like,
yeah.
I don't like when someone tells me what they can do to me. Because, like, I don't like dirty talk. That's why I'm saying, like, little shit like this. Like, I know y'all might think that I sound lame. I sound boring. Cool. I'll be that for y'all. But I think it's after so many years of people, like, sexualizing me and talking about what they're going to do to me and mm-hmm. how they want to do it to me. It just, it's really yeah. awkward. It's weird. It makes me feel very disturbed. And I just think that makes me look at my body and just be like kind of disgusted. So it's like right now I'm like in this like phase of my life where I'm just like trying to like, you know, I'm trying to feel myself out, you know? Yeah. I wish I had titties. I think God knew what he was doing when he didn't give me no motherfucking titties.
Yeah, you can't have titties and ass, bitch.
Girl, because if he did, I'd be like real ass bitch. Give up. Nigga,
okay. You can't have both of them. That ain't fair, huh?
It's not fair, and God not be on somebody's hell. Okay. I'll probably be out here sucking. Nah,
you would not even lie to myself. 7 days.
I wouldn't even suck one. Okay, if I had titties and an ass,
I'd suck a dick or two, but not seven.
Girl, that's what it is. The most I would do, I'll put it in my ear.
Oh. Okay, so I have a question about that. So when you say you were just like coming into your body positivity, who do you follow on Instagram? Because I feel like that has a big impact. If you're following like...
The thing is with me, when I was following, I don't follow any celebrities on okay. social media. When I was looking for things to make me feel positive about myself is when I went natural. So I was following a lot of natural hairstylists. Mm-hmm. And the person that I liked a lot was Nap Queen. You know, the one I told you that got killed by her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Yeah, like her boyfriend like... killed the fuck out of her and she got no coverage.
How do you kill the fuck out of somebody?
Because you know what he said? He killed her and he admitted to it and he said he never felt so alive. That's killing the fuck out of somebody. Oh my
God. What the fuck?
And we be protecting our black men so and they do shit like that.
He never felt so alive.
He never felt so alive.
Killing somebody?
That black woman.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. As a black woman and that was going natural, I think that when I looked at influences, my influence were more people that like embraced their natural state, not their bodies. Mm-hmm. Because a body is cool, but it's just like, if you can appreciate how you look in your natural state with your natural hair and then you can appreciate your fucking body.
Because you don't realize what you give a fuck about a nigga.
Real Birkin bag hold 5-6 figures.
Stripes on this ass so he
call this pussy Tigger.
Fucking on his ass.
But we need an upgrade to it. We need to upgrade to the jobs because we're not working a job. So I don't work jobs. Bitch, I am a job.
Yeah, but we're not jobs yet.
We're not jobs yet. We're a work in progress. We like the temp agency.
Exactly.
So can you hire me?
Exactly. So tips on how we can, have body positivity.
Body positive, yeah.
You know, remain positive. Post positive affirmations on your mirror.
Period.
Because, you know, we look in a mirror every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you have your mirror filled with, like, positive.
Like being Mary Jane.
Yeah. Remind yourself, like, you a bad bitch. You look cute with no hair or with hair. Those stripes is still cute. It's okay if you got little bumps on your pussy. Not like herpes bumps. I mean, like, ingrown hair bumps.
My face was like, that went left.
Like herpes bumps. I mean, like, ingrown hair. Because, you know, sometimes, like, I have the little, like, bumps.
From, I mean,
like,
that's razor bumps, though.
Razor bumps.
Yeah, I'm going to say razor bumps.
I love that word.
Razor bumps are better than bumps.
I say razor bumps. I don't mean, like, bumps, but...
I don't know what...
Bum bumps. I don't recall those bumps. I don't know, even though we know what you're talking about. We just not with you because we not here for the bumps.
Okay.
Razor bumps.
On a side note, if you do have those razor bumps, y'all, I know a great home remedy, tea tree oil in its purest form, but make sure you do it with the carrier oil because if you don't do it with the carrier oil, it's going to burn the fuck out of your skin.
Yeah.
So it helps with being it's the antifungal and it helps with the bacterial of stuff. So if y'all do have the little bumps, the razor bumps, you know what I mean, bumps.
Especially when you're wearing a bikini, you have all these razor bumps.
And especially since the summertime.
Yes.
And you know y'all probably out here busting and fucking, okay?
Just
make sure tea tree oil. It's not that expensive. You can get it from ATV. You can get it from Walmart. You can get it from Hy-Vee. If you're in the Midwest,
store.
Yeah,
you get it from Hy-Vee.
Girl, yeah. I know. My uncle owns a Hy-Vee.
So also, get rid of that fucking scale. Even though I should take that advice because I still weigh myself. But stop weighing yourself because how you look and how you weigh don't always correlate.
Never.
Mm.
Yeah.
Facts. People always think that I weigh less than what I actually do.
Me too. And I'm like,
people be like, I'm like, sir. This is not what we're doing.
Exactly.
At this point, this is a whole area code. Leave me the fuck alone.
Exactly. Muscle weighs more than fat, sis.
Okay. And so one thing you should do that would help you with, you know, with your body positivity is, like we said earlier, don't compare yourself to other people. It's really easy to do it with social media and, like, being around people that you think are smaller than you. But it's like, my friend and me once, she's like 5'10 and I am 5'1. And there was a point in time where we both weighed the same amount. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, y'all weigh the same? I'm like, yeah. They were like, so where's your weight?
In my like, ass.
Facts. But either way, it's just like, I don't want to tell someone what my weight is. It's like, I don't want to tell someone my age.
Yeah.
Like, so don't ask me. And I think a lot of men are too comfortable asking you those two questions.
What's your dick size?
Facts.
Exactly. How much money you got in your bank account?
Hello?
How long can you last in a round? Because niggas only be lasting 3 minutes.
Okay, can you build me a kitchen? Can you build me a vanity room? Because I like a Build-A-Bear ass nigga.
Hey. Hello. Can you change my motherfucking tires with your bitch ass?
Can you change my oil?
Do you get mani and patties with me?
Period.
So there's things that you do that I need to know about.
And one thing I notice a lot of women do, learn how to fucking accept a compliment.
Yeah.
Why is it we're like, thank you, but no, bitch,
that's true.
Thank you.
I do that too. Yeah. I do. People are like, oh, your body's so nice. I'm like, but I wish I had titties. I do that all the time. Yeah. I can't help it. It's like word vomit.
It is. But I do it too. Like, I've noticed a lot of women, we don't always.
Look at these titties, y'all.
Hey, I feel like we should normalize saying, I know. You're like, oh, you look pretty. I know.
But with saying that, it stops.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. But also, I think.
You say, I know?
I know. I'm like, yeah, I know. Thank you. When I'm on my confidence level, like 10, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm, thank you, I know. Whatever.
Period.
But so also, I'm like, I give compliments out all day.
You do. Girl, when I first met her, when I went out, like, I was like literally just like, you know, chilling. I was trying to be by myself. I was not trying to say shit to no one. And she just started talking to me. I was like, you're talking to me? I
said, say hi.
I felt so like, because, I'm just there trying to chill. Yeah. I'm trying to be incognito. Girl. And so we heard had a full-blown conversation. I'm just like, we're doing this. We are really.
I love it. I love that you give out compliments all the time.
It doesn't matter. Every female, see, because guess what? Most of the time we get compliments from niggas and they be like, yeah, it's
and then the compliments falls up with him trying to talk to you.
And not even that. And yeah. I think that compliments for men are not even always that genuine.
No.
It's not. But if you get a compliment from a gay man, it's sincere.
That's why that one time we was at the pool and them gay men went to dance with us. I said, stop playing with me.
Right.
I've been ready since day one. Okay?
Okay, because they have no intentions of doing shit with you.
Exactly.
So I think another way that you can be body positive is don't body shame yourself. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we are sometimes our biggest critics.
I do. Yeah. Because, girl, I'd be like, look at my stomach.
Not even that. Because I think when I always see you in the gym and then I know I'm not in the gym, I'd be like, bro, I don't have that same dedication.
But you have a bomb ass body.
But you always say that to me. But to me, it's like, I'm like probably 3 cakes away from blowing the fuck up. Because y'all don't understand, when I worked at Hooters, like when I was 21, I was at my heaviest. I was like 150 pounds. Mm-hmm. And when you're short, 150.
It shows.
That's what I'm saying. If you 150 in your height, cool. We chilling. You probably like.
I am 150.
Exactly. Yeah. But mind you, if you were my height.
Yeah.
It was all in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And they literally took me into the office and told me one day.
Yeah. Hooters do that.
They were like.
They make you sign a contract.
They were like. They said you would benefit if you like lost 20 to 30 pounds. And I'm like sitting there like,
that's horrible.
Are you fucking serious?
Girl?
And the thing is, at Hooters, that makes it even worse, because even if their sizes aren't real size, it's they have small, extra small, and extra, extra small. So all the sizes. But I think Hooters is a very negative thing for any woman, because it's like they want you to be the girl next door and they say you can't have braids, you can't have this.
You can't gain weight. You have to remain the same weight the whole time you work.
If it's not straight hair, it has to be like hair that's down. Your makeup has to always be done. Your nails has to always be done. And granted, that's what I wanted to aspire to, so that's what I was working there for.
Yeah.
But when I was there feeling the pressure and felt like I didn't match up, it turned me into a mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And then, because I just hung out with girls like maybe a week or two ago from Hooters, and they were like, when you worked at Hooters, you were so mean. And I just think that, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I was probably mean because I didn't love myself, because I'm looking at everyone else and thinking, this girl is so skinny. This girl is just like, the only thing I had was an ass. Mm-hmm. And I had a best friend.
That's how a lot of women are. A lot of women are mean because they don't love themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I had a best friend that I thought was my fucking friend told me, the only thing that I have going for me is that I have a fat ass. And
girl.
I'm not pretty.
Oh, no.
I'm not this. I'm not that. And mind you, when you're 21, when you're 21 and you're just trying to fill yourself out, that shit did so much to my confidence. So I feel like I didn't get confident until I was like 23.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just thinking in my head,
like, I didn't go to college.
Yeah, I had to go to college because I'm like, I mean, even coming to Texas, though, made me have more confidence than I had when I was in the Midwest. Because niggas in fucking Houston, Bitch.
They love the shit out of us.
Go to the gas station. If you need confidence, bitch, go to the gas station.
A gas station nigga will make you feel like you the baddest bitch in the world.
He want to pump your gas even though he not going to pay for it.
Okay, bitch.
Let's follow her to the gas station.
Okay.
I'm going to
pay for my gas.
No.
I have someone pay for my gas, pump my gas, all that.
I've had someone pump my gas. But never paid for my gas.
I hate pumping gas.
He tried to have a conversation the whole time. He pumping the gas that I paid for. I'm looking at him like,
hold on.
Exactly. I said, who the fuck raised you with your dusty ass?
Exactly. Exactly. So there's a couple celebrities that I see promoting positivity, body positivity. There's Aaron Phillips. I don't know if y'all are familiar with him. He's a trans disabled model. Yeah.
That's a lie. First of all, the fact that he's trans and disabled, that's a lie. Let me take that
in. It's great.
Hold on. Give me 5 seconds to take that in real quick.
I love it. Because there's people like that. They need representation just like the rest of us.
That's true. That is true.
And I feel like disabled people who are in like wheelchairs or whatever feel like they can be models.
That's true.
And he's disabled and he's trans. Well, I'm going to say she's trans. Because
she's trans.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to misgender you.
He ain't watching us yet. But when he do,
but he might one day in the future. It happens.
And he coming for that neck if you don't call him a she.
Exactly. So she's coming from you. She's a trans disabled model. And I'm like, you are a bad bitch. You can fuck about a nigga.
Aaron,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up though, because Aaron is a gender neutral name.
So that's beautiful. Also, I see Rihanna with her savage. It's Rihanna.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know how it is. She's fine.
We say Rihanna, but whenever she says her own whole name, it's Rihanna.
That's awkward.
We've been saying her name wrong this whole time.
You know who else's name we say wrong?
Who?
Ariana Grande. It's not Grande. It's Grandy.
Yes.
Grandy?
They said something. They was like, they were talking in the interview and they was like, yeah, so how do you feel about like being popular? You're Ariana Grande. She's like, well, my name is Grandy. And I'm like,
yeah. But you know what? Rihanna doesn't correct us. She lets it happen. Because I feel like at this point, everyone calls her Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
I know, but I'm not going to let y'all call me Amy when I'm famous, y'all.
No, let them know. Let the niggas know. But you know, with their whole savage, I love how her line is all.
Oh, it's inclusive. It's inclusive with everyone.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, sorry to interrupt. I do have something to say about her makeup and her clothes in general. So I feel like, she is trying to be inclusive, but it's like, the cute shit, it ain't for us.
Are you sure?
Girl, I love Rihanna. But the cute shit ain't for us. It's like moo-moos and like shit that...
Moo-moos, though.
Girl, I want to be fire-ass bitch when I sleep.
So you say the bigger stuff isn't for, like, it's not cute?
I feel like the bigger stuff is not as cute. And I feel like at the end of the day, she's like, okay, it's inclusive, but it's not inclusive enough. But also, you can't be mad at someone for them trying to do something.
Because she's trying to do something that...
No one
is doing
Victoria's Secret out of business for being inclusive.
Oh my God, Victoria's Secret is literally
used to be inclusive. They didn't even want to have trans model.
No.
I'm like, bitch, fuck you and your mama hoe.
I think they had one trans model though.
They did that after they got the backlash.
How can you say no to having the trans? This is 2020, baby. If you're not inclusive to everyone, then bitch, fuck you and your product. Because I want every single person in this world to be able to wear whatever they want to wear. So yeah, I actually love Rihanna for what she is trying to do. But we can always critique. Do a better job, bitch. Make it cuter.
Even with her girl, I love makeup. Even with her makeup, it's just like she stopped. And
but there's so many shades.
There is so many shades. But don't say that you have all the shades of people when you don't have a shade for Nia. I don't know if you guys know her. She's one of the darkest YouTubers that I follow. She's fire. But you don't have her shade. She had to mix shades to get, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like other companies come out and then they have all these shades. And I'm like.
But Rihanna started that.
She did. They literally bit off of what she got.
Yeah.
And I think it's also.
But she can always do better.
You got to also understand that she started making so much fucking money off the lingerie that she said she's done doing music.
Okay.
Hold the fuck up.
Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Hold up. I have not been okay since Anti. Anti got me on a fucking climate.
Yes.
I'm about to come. And I can't, bitch. I have not been the same since Anti. I need some more. Serena Williams, I think that she's been a bad bitch. And I think that it's so sad that she came into herself by marrying someone that was outside of our race because everyone in our race wasn't giving her enough love.
They used to compare her to a man.
Everyone said she was a man.
Yeah.
She was manly. She was shaped this way. And the thing is, I always resonated with that because when I was younger, I was really buff. My arms would be, I still kind of, got the, formation. But, when I was in high school, when I ran track, I was literally, skinny as fuck, all booty, and muscles. Like, if I show you pictures from what I look like, that's why I was always friend zoned, because the bitch was ugly, but it's okay. But that's what I'm saying. The fact that I'm saying I was ugly shows that we don't give women that are athletic built the love
especially
they need.
Especially black women athletic
black built. Women. Because white women, it's like, it's a trend. It's cute.
Like, yeah.
You know? But no, when it comes with black women, they look too strong. They look too manly.
Yeah.
But then they're going to get their ass done, then what?
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is a fucking problem in the community. And even with Chrissy Teigen, because Chrissy Teigen is shaped like a fucking rectangle. She is. But she found a way to love herself and be like, you know, what was this? Sports Illustrated? Like, mm-hmm. one of the models that was on that shit, like, consecutively. So I think that you don't even, it's not about your size of your shape. It's about how you love the shape that you're in.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
I love that. So do you think social media affects the way men view natural bodies?
Absolutely.
100%.
Oh, yes.
I saw a trend with guys, like, talking bad about women who have saggy titties. And I'm like, if you know any women that don't have fake boobs, our boobs sag. Like,
my size B cups, do you see them?
Girl.
They not supported. And they need it.
Girl. My titties sag. All titties
sag. My thing is, why are you talking shit about the people that have it when your mom has the same thing? Your mom is this, your mom is that, your mom is this. Why would you be talking about
it? Niggas talk about us like their mama ain't the same
girl.
Thing.
Oh, I don't date dark skin.
But I think that social media makes a very unrealistic, like, ideal of what the everyday woman looks like. Because I'm tired of seeing these memes like...
That's why I asked you who you followed. I don't follow no one that
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't follow any social media. Like, only person I can say if I do follow, I don't even follow her yet. But if I was following anyone, it would be Cardi B. Like,
I follow Cardi B. But and I follow Meg Thee Stallion,
I don't follow any... I don't follow any celebrities, like, at all. So I'm just like, so it don't do anything to my confidence or if anybody reposts anything. So to me, it's just like, it's very unrealistic for me to think that I'm going to look like her without surgery.
Social media
definitely. Because these bitches got surgery.
Social media definitely affects the way men view women's bodies. I'm just
even
like, look.
Porn. That's how it fucking affects them, how they think about sex.
Even social media affects the way we view our own bodies.
Slap me in the face with dick.
Yeah, social media even affects the way we view our own bodies. Yeah. We see these girls with the slim waist and the fat asses, and I'm like, wait, hold up. You got to remember, they don't look like that in real life.
They don't.
They Photoshop, Facetune.
Facetune.
And get work done.
All the time.
So I have no work done.
When I was in Vegas, you know, me and my friend were the only two girls that were there with them guys that had natural bodies, because there were three other girls that were there. One, I think they were younger than us, too, got her titties done and her ass done.
Girl.
One of them got liposuction. And you can see the insects, like, the insertions in their, like, body. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, I don't have a problem with people getting their body done, but just, why wouldn't you wait until you get your fucking kids so your body's fully developed?
Mm-hmm.
And so you
especially
do those kind of
things. That young.
And that young, because you could tell that ass was fake, and you could tell that them titties were fake. So to me, it was just like...
Niggas don't care about that. They see ass and titties and they over. They all there.
Niggas don't care about how fake it is. So are you comfortable with your own body?
Yes. Love my body.
Yes.
Love it.
Are you?
I'm getting there,
I am working on it.
I know I'm for sure getting there because I just feel like I think I'm like my... Like you say, you're your toughest critic. I look at myself and I'm just like, yo, like... There's more I can do. Like,
I'll be the first to say I am not comfortable with my own body at all whatsoever. I fucking hate my body. Every time I look in the mirror, I look in the mirror and I just criticize every single part of myself, and I wish I didn't do it, but it's so hard for me not to do that because I feel like the people who I follow are gym rats. That's who I mostly follow.
My best friend.
So I see their bodies and I'm like, I look nothing like that. And I'm like, people are like, oh, you'll be in the gym working out. And I'm like, yeah, but I have this and that, that.
Mm-hmm.
I completely hate my body, and I wish I didn't feel that way because I'm just like, literally go wake up, look in a mirror, and I say all the horrible things about myself.
But
I
you just told us to speak all the positive things, so I feel like you should try it yourself and see if it works.
I know, and I just say all these horrible things about myself and my stomach, and it's just sad that I feel that way about myself because I shouldn't, right? But I still do.
Okay, so here's my question. Do you feel like what plays more of a bigger role in your body dysmorphia, social media or your family?
Definitely not my family, because my mom tells me all the time.
But you know, sometimes family members, when you gain like 10 pounds, they be like...
Most African families, they do that. But my family, my mom doesn't. My parents, they don't do any of that. Mm. They think I'm fine. Yeah. They think I'm crazy how often I work out. Because I'll be in the gym for like hours.
8 hours. Mm. 8 hours. I've been there with her and I was sick of the shit. I was like, yo, cut this shit out. I'm not trying to be here.
Let's go.
I'd be there for 30 minutes like, oh, I caught a sweat. It's time to go. Let's go, Sammy. Sammy be like, we got like three other reps.
I'm like, nah, let's do this. So, you know, definitely not my family. I would have to say it's social media because I see these people and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want these abs. I want this stomach. I want this, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm just like, I don't have any of that. So I'm just like, I hate the way my body looks because of that. And I should not feel that way because I'm a cute bitch.
So I feel like I don't hate my body, but I know that I can perfect it. I know that I can lose some weight. I know that I can get with it. I will start working out soon, actually. But I don't think, I am. Yeah. So, but I don't think that, like, I hate my body. I think, like, I see my body and I'm like,
So Cardi B had this line about pussy with, like, a big bitch. So do bigger girls got that WAP?
I think everybody got WAP.
Okay. No! you sure?
I think most people, most sizes should have WAP. I feel like
Cardi said the line, pussy wet like a big bitch.
But yeah. Cardi knows.
Do bigger bitches got wet?
Bitch.
They got that wet ass pussy?
I think I do. I mean, I know that I do. I've heard it plenty of times, but
okay.
I don't know about everybody else.
Yeah.
But why is Cardi talking about that? Cardi ain't never been a big bitch. So Cardi.
But maybe she fucked a big. Yeah, Cardi gay.
Gay.
She bi. So. She probably been with the big
she
bitch.
She probably licked the big bitch and she was like, hey.
And her pussy was wet.
I don't know.
But there's a reason why she said it.
Facts.
So I'm like, damn, do I need to be with the big bitch? Because y'all got that WAP. Yeah. I want to know what that WAP
girl
feel like.
Okay, I don't know. I don't think
it's WAP or WAP. Because I feel so ignorant. I don't know if it's WAP or WAP.
She said WAP, WAP, WAP.
So it's
that's
a WAP. So it's a WAP, not
so
a WAP.
I'm sorry. They got the WAP.
Wop, wop, wop.
I don't know what it is.
Wop, wap. It's just like how you pronounce the A. It's how you pronounce an A.
Yeah.
Wop, wap.
I think y'all got that wap. So if you're a big bitch, slide in my DMs.
I have one more. Hold on. Okay. But I'm just saying, do you feel like dating as a plus size woman, is it harder?
Girl, so hard. Because listen, I'm tired of saying niggas. So the dudes be saying...
Niggas.
We said niggas on this podcast.
They say, oh, I don't date dark skin, or don't date dark skin, don't date plus size. And when I see my DM, it's fine. Be ringing off the hook.
Come on.
Just like when niggas be swearing that they not gay.
But they really be on the DL. Like, nigga, you gay. Hey, shout out to Hear Me Out podcast. He been telling us this shit.
Okay, we have to go.
Okay.
So thank y'all for following us on this journey about body positivity, letting us listen to us about how we got to where we are. And I'm so glad that I'm here with a woman that is so positive like she is, because guess
y'all
what?
Y'all need to check out her Instagram. She a bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch, fuck about a nigga. Okay? Yes. I don't work jobs. I am the job. So while y'all are at it, can y'all follow us on all social media platforms at The Real Sip and Spill,
except on Twitter. Sip and Spill 1.
And while you're at it, can you please follow Jude.Denise?
Yes.
Because guess what? We all need the love. We all need the support. We all need the re-fucking post. And y'all need to give us some comments. You need to give us some likes. And while you're at it, can you please give us a 5-star rating? Because we some 5-star bitches.
Yes.